This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been about 8 years since Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth came out. The doc was a call to action on climate change. Now the cable network Showtime is trying it with a 9-part docu-series called Years of Living Dangerously. As Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports from our sustainability desk, one thing we've learned since Inconvenient Truth is that communicating about climate change is tougher than most people thought.
Duh, it's complicated. After years of dire warnings, about half of Americans worry about climate change only a little, if at all, according to a Gallup poll. Have climate communicators goofed up?
There's three things that we know that you shouldn't do.
Ed Maybach heads George Mason's Center for Climate Change Communication. One, he says, dump the scientific jargon. Two, don't bury people in numbers.
And perhaps most importantly, you shouldn't make it all about plants, penguins, and polar bears, because that's not really what most of us cared most deeply about.
Here's another one from Elke Weber at Columbia's Earth Institute. Scaring people with doomsday scenarios can backfire.
Scare campaigns work extremely well when there's a simple thing that you can do to remove the danger. But if it takes protracted action, you know, over time, nobody wants to sort of feel bad for that length of time. People just tune out.
But the real challenge, says Yale's Dan Kahan, is to talk about climate change in ways that don't push people's cultural and political buttons. Yeah, I know, easier said than done. But it's really important, Kahan says, because his research shows the way people view climate change is tied to their values.
And remarkably, the more proficient somebody is at making sense of empirical data, the more pronounced this tendency is going to be.
Meaning you may get science, but if you're a free market individualist, Al Gore and all the climate studies in the world aren't going to move you.
Our ability to live is what is at stake.
Bob Lalish, director of science communications at the Nature Conservancy, is convinced real progress will come at the local level, where people are already confronting drought and rising seas and looking to community leaders for solutions.
We need to show people that the people they respect and trust are paying attention to climate science and using it to make decisions about issues they're dealing with right now and issues in the future.
Lalish may have a point. On this Sunday's episode of Years of Living Dangerously, a congressman from sandy-ravaged Staten Island poo-poos the chances for national action. Washington, he says, is not real life. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.